Tell me about your new book.
On Judaism and Christianity and the relationship between the two. And the, I give you that essay, and, I describe what happened there, too. After the Shoah encounter in 61, 62, and I both came back to the feeling, you know, Christianity has a lot of responsibility here. It spreads a lot of hatred, a lot of negative images of Jews that showed up in the Shoah. Not that the Christians carried out the Shoah, but that they were a source of the hatred and the stereotypes and the demonization that enabled Hitler to pick out the Jews and destroy them. And it was very shocking as part of the whole discovery, and I sort of, we both felt, we'd go back to America and get involved in Jewish-Christian dialogue. There was that this, it's going to stop. I mean, you have to go to Christians and tell them to stop. Stop the hatred. Mm-hmm. So we came back looking, you know, for opportunities. And I would say the shul was a turning point again in a positive way. One of the ways was that as a rabbi of the shul, this is right after Vatican II, Mount St. Vincent, the local school, wanted to have a Jewish studies course taught by a Jew. Up to then, Jewish studies was not present or taught by a Catholic. And the Vatican II said they should bring in Jews to teach Jewish studies. So the priest there, however, offered me a chance to teach. I don't know if I taught the first year or not, but I certainly within a year, even if I taught the first year, I said, you know, I can't do it because I've got the shul out of the, I can't do it alone, but you should teach with me. And so she taught it with me, and then within a year or two, I just said, I can't do it anymore, but she continued. So she, so for both of us, it was an entry point, which we wanted to do, and we got other, I forget now exactly how, but we got other invitations to come and participate in Jewish-Christian dialogue, so we got involved in the dialogue. 62, 63 on. And of course the Shoah was the driving force, and then basically what I say in the essay is that I came, I joined the dialogue very frankly, not to come to love and to stay a Christian, but really come and say, stop teaching hatred about me. You know, what is, and this is, can't go on, and so on. But the Christians we met were so wonderful. I mean, they were the people who were really ashamed of Christianity, and they were the people who really were determined to change and to make things different. So that as time went on, I became more and more appreciative of the people I was dealing with and of the religion. And that's mm-hmm. the irony there. I sort of felt it's a pretty great religion, you know, when you think about it, if we can get people of such decency and such quality who are willing to really criticize themselves and really willing to change their own religious teachings in order to make it a religion of love. So what happened, it's kind of ironic, is that what started, so I joked that I came to scold and I stayed to praise, and in a certain sense, I didn't stop scolding, and I still think there are many things that are Christian that have to be corrected. But it turned out this is really, I think, one of the great religious revolutions in a positive way that I think in history. In other words, Christianity, certainly American Christianity, but I'd say worldwide to some extent, went through a major self-criticism and self-correction about Judaism. And I think it's a remarkable accomplishment. And I think most Jews don't fully understand the depth and the power of what was done and why this is a transformation that should be acknowledged and appreciated. But as time went on, I appreciated more and more, and at some point I began to say to myself, 1 minute here, you know, it's easy to sit here and, you know, criticize. There are lots of things to criticize there, the name of the Shoah. But that's cheapening the Shoah too, if you only use it to criticize the other guy. I mean, the first question is about yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and say, well, according to Shoah, where do I stand? And of course, the answer was, it seemed to me that Judaism had a lot of negative images of Gentiles and of Christians and of Christianity. So at some point I began to think about the question of how do you reformulate Jewish thinking about Christianity, just as I was thinking about how do you reformulate Christian thinking about Judaism. On top of which I'll add two more twists. Twist number one is when we started Kollel, we had already had, well, Blue and I had already had almost 7, 8 years of Christian dialogue. And so to me, it seems so obvious. Klal was driven by the idea of Shoah in Israel, but that to me implied some sort of pluralism. In other words, that it wasn't just Orthodox Jews, it had to be every kind of Jew. The other two people who started Klal with me was Father Stephen Shoah, a conservative rabbi, and Elie Wiesel. And Wiesel certainly, and he did also agree that this can't be just Orthodox Jews anymore. So Klal was started on a pluralist basis from day one, but we had, then had to bring in conservative, former Orthodox Jews together. So to me, it was self-evident. You use all these things that we've been using in Jewish-Christian dialogue, bring them into the Jewish field.